Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The sermon text is the gospel reading from Luke chapter 2. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus. Amen. What child is this? Well, the angels tell us. We don't have to play a guessing game. They spill the beans on who this babe of Bethlehem is. Luke 2, verses 10 and 11. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What child is this? Well, the angels tell us, packed in that 8-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus is G-O-D, God. Not part of God, the whole enchilada of God. As Pastor Paul tells us in Colossians 1:19, for in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. The one who knit us in the womb and brought us into this world is himself knit in the womb and brought into the world. But why? Should we be shaking in our boots afraid? Should we be running for the hills? Should we be hiding in a bunker? Why has he come? Will he Tony Soprano us, Godfather us? Will he rub our noses in a steaming pile of sin? Has he come with vengeance, with judgment, with condemnation? No, 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 no. God has become one of us to redeem each and every one of us. See, God could not rescue us. He could not save us unless he became flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone. I mean, just think about it for a moment. Sin came into this world through flesh. And so it had to be. Salvation, forgiveness, righteousness, eternal life had to come into this world through F-L-E-S-H, flesh, flesh and blood. But here's the problem, folks. We are conceived and born in sin. We can't depend on a mere man to save us. The B-I-B-L-E, the Bible tells us so. Psalm 49, verses 7 through 10. Truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life, for the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice, that he should live on forever and never see the pit. Thanks be to God that Jesus is no mere man. He is the God-man, fully human, fully divine. He alone can ransom another. In fact, he can and does ransom an entire world, chock full of sinners. That's what he did at the cross, right? He cashed in his life at the cross so that he could buy us back, so that he could make us his beloved, so that he could have us and hold us from this time forth and even forevermore. Now, this is his mission. Jesus said so himself. Mark 10:45, Jesus says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The blood of Jesus, dear friends, is liquid gold. For his blood is the blood of God. The only currency that can redeem us, that can rescue us, that can deliver us from all evil, that can save us. Dear friends, Jesus is born to spill that blood. He is born to die. That is why the crib and the cross go together. There is no crib without a cross. I mean, the crib and the cross are two sides of the same salvation coin. And it's really quite amazing when you look at what occurred at the crib and what occurred at the cross, how similar those events really are. What child is this? He is the child who has a righteous Joseph at his birth, just as he would have a righteous Joseph, Joseph of Arimathea, at his death. What child is this? He is the child who had a Mary looking at him at his birth. Just as he would have many Marys looking at him at his death. What child is this? He is the child that is wrapped in swaddling cloths and placed in a manger, just as he would one day be wrapped in a shroud and placed in a grave. What child is this? He is the child that was born in a cave, just as he would be buried in a cave. What child is this? He is the child who would receive myrrh from wise men, just as his death would bring wise and faithful women bringing myrrh to his burial. What child is this? He is the child that is placed in a manger, a feeding trough, a place where ferocious beasts have their jaws satisfied, just as he would be placed in a tomb where the jaws of death devour us all. We are those who are sitting in darkness in the shadow of death, but upon us, dear friends, on this most holy night, the light has shined. And this light, dear friends, has legs. Legs that would stand up on Easter morning and walk out of the darkness of the grave, the darkness of death, the darkness of the tomb, leaving all of our sins in the rear view mirror, trampling down death forevermore. Jesus doesn't come in judgment or in vengeance or in anger. He comes in mercy, mercy, only mercy, as Pastor Paul tells us in our epistle reading, Titus 2:11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. Now let's take a closer look at this babe born in Bethlehem. Now the prophet Isaiah in the OT Old Testament reading tells us that all authority is on those shoulders of his. So let's examine those little shoulders with joy and delight this night. For those shoulders would carry the gates of hell to their destruction, so that he could this most holy night carry to each and every one of us heaven, the gift of heaven in this most holy meal. Look at that child closely. Prophet Isaiah calls him Wonderful Counselor. Those lips of that child comfort troubled consciences, for from those lips come the most wonderful counsel of all. You are forgiven, all for my sake. My spilled blood spells done. All of your sins are answered. All of your sins are washed away. You are forgiven. Look closely at this child. Those are the arms of mighty God. Yes, those arms are the strength of God. And those arms would be stretched out on the cross to embrace a rebellious, renegade world in his saving death. Dear friends, Jesus has already done the heavy salvation lifting for you and for me, for one and all. Look closely at that child. There you see pumping within his chest the heart of our everlasting Father. The Son of God became man so that he could make all men sons and daughters of God. He did that, you know where? At the font. Yeah. The water hooked with the word gave you and gave me new birth. It's our adoption, folks, into the family of God, a family that has no end. Look closely at that child. That's the royal head of the Prince of Peace. Behold, that head would bear a crown of thorns, so that we get placed on our heads a crown of everlasting life, a crown of glory that will never fade, that will never perish. What child is this? This is the child that is born for you, born for me, to save us, to rescue us, to redeem us. It is finished. He came, he saw, he conquered. Your sin is forgiven, your death destroyed, hell is vanquished. The demons are running in fear. The devil is defeated. All for you, all for me. So have yourself a merry little Christmas. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.